98 FM. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Things might change between us. That's why I asked you. You will notice our producer, Russell, from Dublin Delish.
Hello, Russell.
Hello.
Yes, he has joined us because Hello. It's time to play Think Fast. Now, I'm reasonably okay at this and I won last week. Just letting you know, it's not fight and talk.
See, there's a really interesting thing with Brian. When he does well at things, he's like, I did really well. But when you don't do well, you try to cut it from the schedule. So,
yes,
this is why you really like this game.
Russell, explain Think Fast to Kieran and everyone else listening at home or
it
at work.
It is a very, very simple game. We have 7 rounds. Each of them will be a question such as a city in Ireland beginning with the letter, wait for it, D.
And Dublin.
The first person to shout a correct answer, ideally correct, we'll get the point. Best of 7. It's very, very simple. It's a bit of pressure.
Okay.
A lot of fun, all right? So for your inaugural game,
I love
Kieran.
Have you noticed Brian's demeanour just changes? His little meow face comes out.
Exactly.
Saucer of milk for this kitty when he wins.
Whereas you, on the other hand, just get a little bit stressy looking. So let's try it. Let's play Think Fast. Okay, round 1. A profession / job beginning with the letter C.
Coach.
Oh, coach is a good one, and Brian gets the point.
Oh,
okay.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking chiropodist, but yeah. I don't even know how to spell chiropodist.
That's fine. This is not Countdown.
Okay.
So you're absolutely fine.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you very much. I have done my hair. Thank you very much. All right, next round. An animal beginning with the letter
Octopus.
Kieran, you got it.
Thank you.
What were you going to say, Brian?
Oscar.
An Oscar.
Of course. Dublin Zoo.
Full of Oscars.
Full of the Oscars.
What's an Oscar?
No idea. You're thinking otter, weren't you?
Probably. Yes, sure otter. That's what it was.
Okay.
An item of
clothing beginning with the letter K.
Knitwear.
Cardigan. Begins with C.
You said?
Knitwear.
Knitwear. I thought you said knickers.
Knickers,
And you said cardigan.
Cardigan.
Kardashian's cardigan,
yes.
Maybe, yes.
2-1.
2-1. Oh, he's not so confident now.
Oh, I like this.
He's shrinking into his seat. It's actually quite interesting. He's getting smaller and smaller.
Oh, you see his hair sticking out.
Okay, next round. A sport. Good luck, Brian.
Oh.
Beginning with the letter R.
Rugby!
Rugby!
Yes!
It's 3-1.
I like this. This is a great game.
I hate Think
we
Fast.
We should play. What's that? 3-1, wasn't it?
It's currently 3-1, yes, Kieran. A fruit or vegetable.
Oh.
Beginning with the letter F.
Fig!
Oh, it's a fig!
Yes!
I can't even think. I can't even breathe. Stop, Kieran!
Have you anything?
No!
There's nothing in there?
No!
I'll give you some suggestions. A fig, fennel, a finger lime, French beans.
Pardon?
I'll explain to you afterwards.
Wow! Here we go.
Here we go. Next one. A musical instrument beginning with the letter S.
Saxophone!
It's the jet lag.
Is that the excuse?
Yes. What is it, 5-1?
This is what happens when you have a new competitor and you come in being like, I love this game. I'm brilliant at it. I win all
it's
the time.
Karma.
It's karma. Which begins with a K.
It's the final question.
It makes no difference, but we'll do it anyway.
Yes.
Finally, a type of flower beginning with the letter B.
Botanical!
No.
Blossom!
Blossom!
Oh.
I'll give it to you. There you go. Oh. Buttercup, bluebells, all the others. Okay, congratulations, Kieran. 5-2.
I love this game.
In your first ever game.
Do you know what the best part about this? I have gloating rights for the next 2 or 3 months, and this is going to be amazing. Look at the sourness in
minutes.
His little eyes.
Let's go with minutes.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98 FM.
Shannon is back for part 2. Which is French for part 2 with us. And Shannon, for those listening to us this afternoon that are thinking, you know what? I have the weekend actually wide open and free. I don't know what to do. Shannon, tell us what to do.
So I have your watching sorted, guys. 2 words, Temptation Island.
I've 1 word, hell no, that's 2.
So So, well, we don't want you to go on this.
That's okay, because that wouldn't happen. My marriage wouldn't survive.
No, I don't think any marriage would survive. So over the course of 10 episodes, four couples agree to put the relationship to the ultimate test and break up for 3 weeks. Here's a clip.
Are you ready to put your relationships to the ultimate test?
Ready.
Standing in front of you are 24 eligible singles.
No.
They are on this island for one reason: to tempt you.
I really have to live with all these guys.
There might be some trouble in the house, a little trouble in paradise.
I feel bad for the boyfriends.
Oh. Were you uncomfortable?
When they said you're on this island for one reason, I was thinking, oh, they're going on holidays. Oh, it's going to be lovely.
So would you and your new wife, you're not married a year yet, would you break up together? So you can't, it's a conscious uncoupling for 3 weeks. What do they get? What's the prize?
So at the end, they decide whether they stay with each other after all of this tempting and tests, or they go their separate ways.
Okay, no, $1 million maybe, or 500 grand, I'm considering it. For no money, no.
Here, when I tell you the temptation was off the charts from the very beginning, because the girls and lads literally whipped off their clothes. They were in the bikinis, in their trunks. The lads' faces screamed Christmas morning. They were like, this is a hot
mess. Am I wrong? And as a man, I can say this. Am I wrong in thinking the men are always tempted more than the women?
Well, can I tell you, the girls really packed it on. They were twerking. They were doing shots off each other's bodies and everything. Like, they were leaving nothing at the door, guys. But the bit that was most stressful about this show, because I'm actually watching this right now, I still have a few episodes left to go.
You're totally into this.
I really am.
In the island.
No, I'm stressed. I want to get sick when I'm watching it. It gives me anxiety, but I can't look away. So the most stressful part about the whole show is each partner gets to see clips of how their other half is getting on.
Whoa.
And it's not PG, guys. They're just watching little clips with no context of like
enough.
That's bad by the
What's
producers.
What's your thoughts on this, Ciarán?
The only reason you're going on this show as a couple is because you both have the idea of tempting or temptation going elsewhere.
Yes.
That's, if you're both in a happy relationship and in love and
you
want to be together,
to
you're not going on this TV show even for 15 minutes of fame. You're not going to do it.
No.
For the drama and the scandal, watch it. Binge it, girls. You'll love it.
Where can we watch it?
On Netflix.
Fabulous.
Yeah, easy. The next show that landed on Netflix last week and has everybody talking on social media and then just everywhere in the office is Adolescence.
Arthur was watching episode one and I watched a clip last night of him going into the police station with his dad and he's to get undressed. It's so uncomfortable to watch.
Guys, it's a really tough drama. Like, it is intense because it's from the point of view of a 13-year-old boy. So the story basically follows a family after a 13-year-old son, Jamie Miller, played by newcomer Owen Cooper, who is a phenomenal
actor. And he's no experience.
No experience, no stage school experience, fresh off the scene, and he's so fabulous. He is accused of killing a female classmate. So the whole show is about like male rage, and it just highlights like the propaganda of online, social media, all of that kind of stuff, and how it affects young men today.
Is there a twist with this or not at all?
So there's four episodes in it.
No spoilers.
Oh God, I'm not going to give
a spoiler. Are we supposed to believe he's done this or is he like innocent to proven guilty? Because I'm not quite sure what the...
You're literally going to have to watch it. It's four episodes, but I think every single parent should watch it. If you're a teacher, if you work in a school or anything, anyone that's bringing up kids or working with kids, they should all watch it. Everyone can learn something
from
it.
See, I couldn't because I think it would terrify me of the world we're rearing our children. I'd be terrified to watch that.
That's the thing. But I think we just need to be open-minded to it because the kind of premises is, you know, the kid is in the bedroom. Mm. What's going to go wrong? They're safe in there. But the bedroom that can be dangerous.
But also on the phone, accessing everything, social media. What is your final thing you want us to do this weekend, Shannon?
On a bright note, the Kardashians is still going strong on Disney Plus. I would just stop, guys. It's an easy watch, okay? So the girls are on season 6, and I think this season is the most real and raw. So we're going back to like OG Keeping Up with the Kardashian vibes.
We all loved it back then, yes.
It was so good. The 7th episode aired yesterday and there's 10 in total. So if you're diving in now, it's nice, bingey kind of material for you because it only drops every Thursday. And Kendall called out Khloe for how she dealt with that such intense, cold reunion with her ex-hubby Lamar. Here's a clip.
I'm not taking away what she's been through because she's definitely been through much more than I have in my life. But I think that it was interesting to see how cold she can be. I remember when Tristan and her got friendly again and were like co-parenting,
she was like kind of like snarky with him around other people because she almost didn't want to be judged by everyone else for being around him because he did bad things.
So they're literally getting that raw and they're exposing each other in that way, the way they did back in the day. So yeah. I'm here for it.
Poor Chloe's been through it.
She has been through so much. Everyone supports her, but like they're all actually talking about it. It's not like brushing under the carpet anymore. It's out there again, guys.
Entertain us. We're watching. Shannon and Joy, as always. Have a gorgeous weekend.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98 FM.